through anyway. We are tied up, 7-6-5. Here's Orange. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles gets in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Orange in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkins Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in. The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammy McElnany fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10, down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score, maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line, behind the back pass. Layup, good! Rontez Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Woo! Wow! Hello, once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We're at Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School. It's game number 3 of our triple header featuring Fairlawn and Triad. And, Chuck, this could very well be the best game of the night by far. These two clubs played back early in the season. Game 5 for Triad, game 3 for Fairlawn. It was at Triad. Triad won it by a score of 57-42. It was a 5-point game with 2.5 minutes to go. Triad hit 3-pointers down the stretch to win it. Triad is 15-7 on the year, finishing second in the Ohio Heritage Conference North. Fairlawn closed out 11-11, 3-9 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Now, you can bet Fairlawn played a little tougher schedule, but Triad is very speedy, quick guards. And, Chuck, when you see Hadley LeVan, 25 points a game, 6'1 senior out on the floor, you will remember him quite well from 1 year ago.
Oh, I remember him. He's a heck of a basketball player. He's a good shooter. He takes the ball to the rim. He's terrific, and he could be the difference in the game tonight. Fairlawn's got to know where he is. And if he gets his 25, then somebody from Fairlawn's going to have a huge scoring night to make it even.
Fairlawn Jets, of course, field a nice combination of experience and youth. And when I say youth, I'm talking about freshman. Skyler Piper, 6'2", ninth grader, outstanding player. And his twin, Ashton Piper, 6'2" tall, starts. Those two young men have got a lot of good basketball ahead of them. They're fine players right now. It's going to be amazing to see their growth and development, Chuck, over the next 3 years after this one.
Yeah, I'm excited to see them. And I know Botkins has some freshmen, too. So there's some teams in the league that finished kind of in the middle that could be the top of it here in the next couple of years.
Fairlawn Jets need to get some inside clout from Drew Brodigham, 6'3 senior. Of course, Luke Hickman, a 6'4 senior, can make shots from just about anywhere. And Fairlawn, if it's on its game, it can take Triad right down to the wire. The game in the season, I mentioned, was at Triad. It was only game three for Fairlawn. Jets were still trying to find their way. Triad had some experience back at guard. That's where the Pipers play for Fairlawn. Advantage Triad early in the campaign. It's going to be interesting to see how far Fairlawn has come in this game tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were freshmen, and now they're still freshmen, but they got an entire varsity basketball season under their belt. So they should not be nervous. They should be able to come out here and do what is expected of them. They're really, really talented young men.
I think it's going to be important for Luke Hickman for Fairlawn to guide the way. 6'4" tall, averaging 12 points a game. Luke's got the capability to score in double digits. He has a tendency to pick up a couple early fouls. He's got to play probably 27, 28 minutes of these 32 tonight and not get in foul trouble.
Well, he's a three-point shooter at 6'4". He likes to roam the perimeter. And if you put somebody on him that he can shoot over top of, he's very effective. He's not really, I mean, he can put it on the floor. He can go to the rim, but he's mostly a perimeter player.
We thought game one tonight was played at a pretty fast clip at times. I think this game will be up and down the floor, pell-mell.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if this is not a track meet.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, which have been with us all year long here on scoresbroadcast.com. Game three tonight, Fairlawn Triad, opening tip upcoming in just a moment as we salute American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also say thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Thank you and Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. And at the Troy Frisch's for the final Monday of February from 5 to 8 p.m., kids eat free at the Troy Frisch's the final Monday in February from 5 to 8 in the evening. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his very best shot. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it is out of this world. But, Chuck, your takeaway from games one and two tonight, Lehman victorious by 10 over Covington, and then Jackson Center demolishes Mississinawa by 26.
Well, Lehman is a much more dangerous basketball team, adding Seth Rowe, having Gilardi back playing for them full time now. They've got three real threats to score, and they play pretty good defense. The second game, that was Jackson Center at its finest, shooting threes, playing great defense, limiting the number of possessions that Mississinawa got, and just ended up running them out of the gym.
I am already looking forward to Tuesday, upper bracket, two sectional semifinals.
Oh, yeah.
One matchup is set, Lehman, Rushi. In the other sectional semifinal, Jackson Center against the winner of this game, and that'll be another fine contest on Tuesday night in the nightcap.
Yep, I would love to see it be Fairlawn. I'd like to see the Shelby County Lake teams to keep moving on. But no matter who it is, it's going to be a heck of a basketball game.
Triad Cardinals being introduced. Riley Harlan, 6'3", senior forward, 15.5 points a game. Austin Bales, junior guard, 5'8" tall, 5 points a game. Hadley Levan, 25 points a game, 6'1", a senior. Jacob Grevy, 6'1", a senior, to wing. And Trevor Einstein, 5'10", senior guard. Head coach Jason Malone, always enjoyable talking to him. Opening lineup for Fairlawn, Skyler Piper, 6'2", a freshman. He gets the nod, along with Ashton Piper, 6'2", a freshman. The twins in the starting five for Fairlawn. They are joined by Stephen Blanford, 6'1", a senior out front. Luke Hickman, 6'4", a senior, and a power forward. And Drew Brodigan, 6'3", a senior, in the middle. And Justin Tidwell, a very likable head coach for Fairlawn, running the show for the Jets. Fairlawn, the home white-blue numbers. Triad, the road black, white numerals, a lot of red trim. A wide red stripe at the bottom of the Triad shorts. Triad players in the black tennies, some red and black striped socks. Fairlawn Jets all set to jump it at center. Ashton Piper, 6'2 freshman, with some real quick hops, hits the opening tip. It goes to Hickman for Fairlawn. Fairlawn moving from right to left on your phone or on your computer screen as you use your imagination. Here's Ashton Piper. Here's Skyler Piper. Down low on the right. Here's a forced shot. No good. It banged off the beneath side of the glass. But that's because Triad fouled Ashton Piper. Good play to start the game.
He got the ball down in traffic. He went ahead and did a ball fake and went up strong. He wasn't going to make the shot, but it got him to the free throw line.
Free throw by Ashton Piper. Short. No good. Opening seconds. Fairlawn Triad game three. Second shot, swish. 1-0 Fairlawn. Dribbling up over the timeline for Triad. It is Austin Bales. Bales, 5'9 junior, runs the show. He's got it 25 feet out. Hands it off to Gruey. Gruey hits a cutter down the lane. It's Harlan, and Harlan gets the roll. Nice shot by Harlan. Ball bounced off the rim twice and fell through there. Fairlawn didn't close off the driving play, and it's 2-1 in favor of Triad. Opening minute. Top of the circle. It is handled there by Ashton Piper. Gives it up far left wing to Blanford. Hits a cutter down the lane. Left-handed shot by Ashton Piper. No good. Backboard rim came off. Here's Hadley Levan at midcourt for Triad. He stepped out of bounds.
Well, they ran another nice play down there. Got the ball down to Piper again.
Yep.
And he just couldn't convert.
Interestingly enough, Chuck, nine young men on the floor wearing predominantly black socks. I see a white pair on Levan for Triad and a red pair being worn by Harlan for Triad. Here's a long three-pointer. It is short. No good by Ashton Piper. Came off to Levan for Triad. He glides down the floor. Over-guarding foul committed by Fairlawn.
Well, they're getting some good looks. They've had three good looks. They got fouled on one and just came up short on the other two shots.
This LeVayan for Triad is a bundle of energy. He does not slow down. And you've got to be careful not to ride him too closely, or you'll be called for a careless foul way out on the floor, just like we saw there. Inbounding for Triad is Drewy, 25 feet away. Or I should say Grevy, G-R-E-V-E. Shot fake by him, steps inside the arc, lets it fly, Archer, and it's good. 4-1 in favor of Triad. Quickly down the floor to Hickman for Fairlawn. Into the lane, Drew Brodigan. Shot fake, up and under, overshoots it, gets the rebound back, and scores. Good hard work on the inside by Brodigan.
Yeah, the first shot, he just really kind of pulled the string, but then he did a nice job of staying with it.
4-3 in favor of Triad. Here is Grevy, top of the circle, looks for Harlan inside. Gives it up to Bales, who sets and shoots the triple. It is off the flange, no good. Rebound Blandford for Fairlawn. Backcourt to Hickman. Here come the Jets, down by a point. 5:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Blandford 20 feet away, back to Hickman. Hickman looks for the cutter. Popping out to catch is Skyler Piper. Left wing DJ Graves is checked in now. 6 foot senior. Hickman top of the circle. Picked up there by Harlan. Right side, shot fake. Skyler Piper, foul line Brodigan. Back to Skyler. Goes to Hickman, mid post. Turnaround 12 footer. Bingo! Hickman on the money for Fairlawn. 5-4 Jets lead. Just over 5 to play, first quarter. Midcourt Bales for Triad. Gives it up left side to Harlan. Dumps it down to LeVayan, left corner. Strolls across the lane. Leaves it foul line for the jump shooter. It is off the back rim, no good. But Cam Atchison, 6'3 senior, rebound down to the Jets. Up ahead to Hickman. 4:40 left to go, first quarter. Hickman hangs on 20 feet away. Coming out to catch is Skyler. Lobbing down into Hickman. Baseline right. Fade away. Got it. Two straight goals by Hickman.
Boy, hit the wing. He rolled down the lane. Nice pass and a great shot.
Not much of an angle to glance. That went in off the board, but Hickman got it done. Two straight fielders by him. 7-4 Fairlawn. In the post, LeVayan. He's hemmed in. Baseline 10-footer. Trickled off the iron. Rebound down to Hickman. Bounce pass. Out ahead goes to Graves. Long lob, cross court to Piper at Skyler, and he double dribbled or walked. 4 minutes gone, first quarter. Jets have scored 6 straight points. Rodding of a field goal, then 2 by Hickman. 7-4 in favor of Fairlawn, which, as we noted a few minutes ago, back on December 9th, lost at Triad in the season 57-42. The Fairlawn is a much better, more experienced team now than back then, especially when you talk about the two freshman Pipers. Deep in the right corner, LeVayan almost lost it. Gave it up to Grevy. Back to LeVayan. Boy, they shade him. Good heads by Brodigan. 25 feet for the basket, forcing LeVayan to go get the loose ball. On a weave, Harlan. He knifed into the lane. Baseline to a teammate. 17-footer, good. Nice jump shot by Andrew O'Neill. He was freed up. Fairlawn sent 2 men at LeVayan. And Andrew O'Neill, a 6'3 sophomore, can the jumper. 7-6 Fairlawn. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Here's Hickman, 20 feet away. Gives it up to Graves. Graves almost palms it. Gives it to Skyler Piper, to Brodigan, baseline right. He powers to the rim. Back out to Hickman for 3. Short, no good. Rebound, Triad. Here come the Cardinals quickly down the floor. It's Bales. Bales to LeVayan. Thrown on the arc to Harlan. He sets and shoots the triple. No good off the back frame. Rebound right corner off the Jets. 2:45 to go here in the first. 7-6 in favor of Fairlawn. 2:45 and counting. 25 feet away, LeVayan on the bounce. Gives it up to Harlan. Coming out to catch is O'Neal. Now to LeVan through the top of the circle. Good switch off by the Jets. LeVan fakes right, goes left. In a lot of trouble. And he bowls his way into a Jets player. Offensive foul. 2 minutes, 24 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Hey, what, Chuck? Fairlawn's got a good design on defense for LeVan.
Well, yeah, I mean, they know what he's capable of, and they cannot let him get off in this game.
Here goes Hickman racing down the right side for Fairlawn. He bounced the ball off his foot. Three-on-one break, triad. LeVan stops and shoots the triple. Way short. Rebound poked out by Hickman. 2:11 to go here in the first quarter. 7-6 Fairlawn. LeVan coming out for the Cardinals.
That's one of those where you sit him down for a minute, let him get a look at the flow of the game,
yep,
then put him back out there.
A good idea. Timeout called, 2 to play in the first. 1 point lead Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
2 minutes, 11 seconds to go. First quarter. Triad trails Fairlawn by one. Cardinals ball to our right. On the dribble, 25 feet out, Bales. The point guard hands off to teammate Cam Atchison. Triad spots a player open low on the left, then feeds it on the arc for a three try. Missed on the play by Bales. Kicked out of bounds in the corner, and it's off a shoe of a Triad player. Fairlawn possession. A minute 52 left. Opening quarter of play. Fairlawn 7, Triad 6. And now the Cardinals pick up the pressure. Full court. Let's see how Hickman handles it. Hickman goes behind the back against O'Neal. He whips his way down the right side. Stops the dribble. Goes 25 feet away. Coming out to catch. Hickman into Brodigham. Back to the basket. Brodigham almost walked. Leave it up to DJ Graves in the right corner. Skips it cross court to Hickman. Shot fake, then a drive. Blocked out of bounds. Good play by Jacob Simonelli, 6'3 sophomore from Triad. Jets still have it, though. Baseline left. Up a point, 7-6. Hickman looks in. Trying to find Skylar Piper. Instead goes low on the left. Shot made. Oh, what a play. DJ Graves. Count it. Plus one.
Good look to find him. And boy, that's a strong shot by Graves. He got fouled. I'm surprised he could get it up to the rim.
6 foot senior DJ Graves. Important bucket there. Fairlawn worked hard for that deuce. DJ Graves showing some real strength. Free throw upcoming. 9-6. Fairlawn up 3. Minute 24 to go, first quarter. Here's the free one by Graves on the way. Missed hard. And the rebound ricochets into the corner. It's gobbled up by Einstein of Triad. Down the floor, right wing to Bales. 25 feet away. Handoff goes to Jacob Greedy. He finds an open player cutting. Layup is in by Cam Atchison. Well done by Triad. 1 minute to go, first quarter, 9-8 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's Graves at midcourt, nearly walk. Hands it off on the play to Ashton Piper. Down the lane to Brodigham. Shot fake, powers up to the rim. It bounces away, no good. Good rebound, Fairlawn. Ashton Piper sinks it right in front. Boy, nice savvy displayed there by Ashton Piper. The Piper twins have so much know-how. 11-8, Fairlawn up 3. 33 seconds to go, first quarter of play. Cardinals have the ball in the arc. It's Andrew O'Neal. O'Neal gives it up, gets it back. Now it goes to LeVan. Down to 20 to play. Baseline right, LeVan doesn't want to shoot. Instead hits a cutter. Off balance 10-footer fired by O'Neal. Around and out. Rebound is punched up in the air. Out of bounds. Off Triad. Fairlawn possession. Very good work done by Fairlawn on Triad's potent offense. Averaging 58 points a game on the year. 12 ticks to go, first quarter. Hickman, spin move, midcourt, behind the back on the dribble with five to play. He gets a screen, top of the circle, leans in, shoots the 19-footer, short, it goes out of bounds. First quarter closes, Fairlawn 11, Triad 8 on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
We've got a ball game here on scorersbroadcast.com. Jack and Chuck from Piqua, 11-8 in game three. We played a quarter. Fairlawn Jets in front of the Triad Cardinals. Lehman Campbell defeated Covington 54-44. Then Jackson Center ousted Mississinewa Valley 47-21. And Fairlawn, after a driving miss by LeVan, has the rebound, attacks at the other end. It's Prodigham, up no good. He's fouled, though, at the rim. He'll get two. Fairlawn pushed at that time against the Triad pressure. Hickman brings the ball down the floor for the Jets oftentimes, and Triad has tried to put some heat on him. Fairlawn did a nice job attacking on that journey down the court. Free throw by Brodigan, fouled in the act of shooting, is no good. 11-8, Fairlawn. 25 seconds gone, second quarter. Brodigan connects on free throw number two. 12-8 in favor of the Jets. Here's LeVan on the arc. He's picked up 25 feet away. Good defense out there by Blanford. Baseline left is Grevy. Dribble drive, goes opposite, deep right corner three. It is rolling in and out, no good by Harlan. Foul against Triad on the rebound.
Well, they got a break there because Piper got the rebound. It was Ashton, and he brought it down to his waist, and it could have easily just been picked from him.
And Triad here at the start, Chuck, not making shots that it normally does make, or at least some of the time anyway. Cold beginning for the Triad Cardinals.
LeVan's got three shots up, and he hasn't made one yet.
Right. Triad scored 57 in beating Fairlawn in the regular season. Jets attacking to our left. On the arc, it's Ashton Piper. Piper looks for a back cut, can't find one. Retreats to midcourt. Hickman comes out to catch. Left corner, Skyler Piper. Long, high-arching three ball is in there. Good looking shot by Skyler Piper as he threw that one way up into the sky and right down through the cylinder it went. 15-8, Fairlawn with its biggest advantage. Top of the circle for Triad. Ball handled on the play by Cam Atchison. Out of Bales, 25 feet away. 90 seconds gone in the second quarter. Straight away, Harlan. Harlan gives it up to Atchison again. Well, Fairlawn very focused in this game so far. Bales, Harlan, he starts a drive from the left corner, blocking foul against Fairlawn. 6:18 to go, second quarter, 15-8 Jets. And as Chuck noted, LeVan, 25 points a game for the Jets, is 0-3. Fairlawn intent on controlling him here tonight. Triad lobs in, out back. It's caught Boston Bales between the circles. Bale still bounces. Goes right wing to Atchison. Coming out to catch it, O'Neal. Now to Harlan. Harlan still dribbling. Forces his way into the lane. Double teamed. Knocked away by the Jets, who get the steal. Boy, Triad simply can't get the ball very often to LeVan. Jets are denying him. Oh, here's a great cut for the Jets. Down the lane. Shot missed by Ashton Piper. Rebound is good. Frolicum got the stick back. Triad needs a timeout. It's all Jets. 17-8 Fairlawn. 2:20 gone in the second. On scores.gas.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, what a game being played so far by Fairlawn. Up 9 over Triad, which beat Fairlawn back in early December by 15 points. 17-8 Jets. 5:25 to go till halftime. Here's Hadley LeVan. Open area, drives down the right side of the lane. Running bank shot. He gets the roll. Full court pressure by Triad. 17-10. Here's Hickman in backcourt, and Fairlawn gets a timeout against the Triad pressure. That's the first field goal of the night by LeVan. 5:16 left till halftime on scores.gas.com.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Yep, head coach Justin Tidwell of the Jets decided he better get a timeout and figure out how to get this full-court pressure from Triad solved. Fairlawn does get it down the floor. Cardinals pressure relents. Ball thrown to Hickman, top of the key. Outside the arc to Ashton Piper. Baseline right to Hickman. And as Hickman came slashing through the bottom of the keyhole, holding foul against Triad. A lot of movement in the Jets' offense, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, that was a good cut to the basket. And it was going to be a layup. So the foul was on Simonelli, and that was a good foul.
Here's Hickman set to inbound. Goes to Graves in the left corner. Graves has a baseline drive. All the way to the rack, lays it up, deflected. And Triad comes away with it. Here's LeVan, holding down the right side against Graves. And DJ was a bit too physical. Common foul against Fairlawn. That is only number 3 on the Jets. Triad picked up 6. In fact, Fairlawn is in the bonus. 4:44 to go in the second quarter. 17-10 in favor of the Jets. Ball inbounded to LeVan. LeVan's got some room. He knifes to the basket. High off the glass. No good. But he's clobbered on the right shoulder. And LeVan will get 2 free throws. That Triad is trying very hard now to deal the ball to LeVan. Each possession down the floor. The free throw by him is good. And it's 17-11, Fairlawn up 6. 4:41 to go in the second quarter. Second shot by LeVan. Got it again. 17-12, now after the made free throw. Here comes the full court pressure. It comes into Hickman. Hickman one-on-one against Harlan. He's doubled. Long lob down the floor to Graves. Graves is open. He missed the layup.
Stick back. Good. Brodigan got it.
That's twice now that Brodigan has picked off a layup that should have been made and picked him up and got the basket for him.
19-12. Fairlawn up 7 again as they threw the ball well over the top of Triad pressure. Here's a deep three, left corner by Triad. Air ball. Weak side rebound, though, by Harlan. Harlan to Levan against Blanford, I should say. Fakes right, goes left. Steps back, shoots the three, and buries it. 19-15. Fairlawn's lead trimmed to 4.
Well, I'll tell you, Blanford was the one that was guarding him. They moved Graves on him, and he's starting to get off on him a little bit.
Here is Blanford, fourth court left for Fairlawn. Gives it up on top to Ashton Piper. Right side to Graves. Graves hangs on, being defended well to Hickman. Near side Blanford. Here is Skyler Piper. Right wing Hickman. Gets a cutter down low. Shot is good! And a foul called. What an effort by Ashton Piper. Ashton Piper got the field goal. Again, Chuck, the cutting by Fairlawn is so sharp. Good passing. And the Jets are back up 6, 21-15.
Well, we hadn't seen him. We saw him real early in the season against Botkins. We hadn't seen him for a while. They've grown up, that's for sure. Yep.
Layman Catholic has really improved. Fairlawn has really improved. Jackson Center has really improved. Free throw is in and out, no good. Ashton Piper couldn't get it to fall. Rebound down to Triad. Midcourt come the Cardinals. On the weave, it's Levan, and he's tripped. Common foul goes against Graves. Maybe Blanford. Nope. Graves picks it up. Team's fifth. 3:17 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn needs to hang on to this lead till halftime. Ball inbounded to Levan. Blanford's got him 30 feet out. Off on the play to Harlan. Inside the arc, left corner. Overshooting a three ball badly is Simonelli. Long rebound, though. Picked off by the player in the right corner for the Cardinals. That's the point guard, Bales. And the offense restarts. Here's Levan, shake and bake to Simonelli. He knifed into the lane. Might have gotten away with a walk. Missed it. Rebound to Brodigan. Good possession by Fairlawn.
Simonelli's trying to do way too much as a sophomore. He needs to kind of back a little bit and let the game come to him.
2:35 to go, second quarter. Fairlawn up 6, 21-15. Here's Blanford. Here's Skyler Piper in the left corner. Skyler goes to Brodigan, who comes out to catch. And we've got an offensive foul on Brodigan, who used his elbow. Two minutes, 23 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. 6-point lead, Jets, 21-15, who've done extremely well, Chuck, to limit Triad to 15 points.
Yeah, they're playing good defense.
Levan's got it 30 feet out. Blanford on him. Here's a screen by Harlan. An avenue down the lane for Levan. Loops it up on the run. No good. Rebound yanked down by Hickman of Fairlawn. Good defensive set for the Jets. Hickman high dribble to midcourt. Goes right wing to Skyler Piper. Now to Ashton. Into the post to Brodigan. Deep right corner, Skyler. Inside the arc, lets it fly, and drills it! Fine jump shot by Skyler Piper of Fairlawn, which is up 8, 23-15. Dribble drive, Levan in the lane. He's nearly tied up. His arm is grabbed.
That was the correct call.
A minute 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Fairlawn Jets are up 8, 23-15.
They called the foul on 3, but 3 was the shooter. They don't get the right number.
Levan at the line, 1-1 for him for Triad. Fairlawn Jets have played a very good first half, both offensively and defensively. Cutting and passing crisply at the offensive end of the floor, and D'ing up on the 25 points a game score, Hadley Levan of Triad, who's at the stripe right here.
And now the official steps in. It is a 1-1. LeVan shot it and made it during the commotion. Perhaps it was thought it was a two-shot foul. It was re-signaled 1-1. So LeVan shoots it all over again, and he swishes to earn the bonus. 23-16 in favor of Fairlawn. Second shot upcoming for LeVan. On the way, got it. Well, that's a man you don't want to foul.
Perfect form.
Yeah. Neither free throw touched the rim at all. Both foul shots rolled right down through the ropes. Here is Fairlawn at midcourt in the right corner. Here's a three ball. In there. Skylar Piper. Fairlawn broke the press. Skylar Piper was available.
They're just going over top of it.
Here is a dribble drive, a triad, and a 1-1 as the Jets again could not get set in front of LeVan. Well, LeVan is trying to spark triad. He's taking the bowl by the horn right now. 1-1 for LeVan as triad faces his biggest deficit, 9 points. Swish by LeVan. He earns the bonus. 26-18 in favor of the Jets, who have been very alert in throwing the ball up and over the triad defensive press. Free throws good by LeVan. Four in a row, 26-19 in favor of Fairlawn. Hickman in backcourt. He loops it up ahead to teammate Ashton Piper. Right corner, Skyler guns it again.
Wow.
Drills it again. Skyler Piper.
He's got an 11-point quarter going.
Woo! 29-19, Fairlawn. LeVan chucks up a three. Off to the right, no good. Rebound Jets. 1 minute to go, first half. Fairlawn in the lead by 10. Hickman dribbles up the right side. Boy, these two freshmen for Fairlawn, they look like juniors.
Well, you need to, if you're triad, you need to get out of that press because it's killing them.
Here's Skylar Piper. Here's Ashton. Hickman right corner. Back to Skylar. Tyler Kelch, 6'4", senior in the game. Now for the Jets. Half minute to go. Second quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Skyler. No good. Strong rebound. Low on the left. Taken down by Ashton. Hooks it. Missed it. Rebound by Triad. 20 seconds to go in the first half. 29-19 Fairlawn. Here's LeVan at midcourt. Jets need a defensive stop to close out the second quarter. LeVan retreats. He's 40 feet away from the goal. They spread the floor. Dribble drive, head of the key, left side of the lane, dumps it to a teammate. Simonelli shoots, short, no good. Rebound, Fairlawn. End of the first half. Fairlawn Jets with a brilliant initial two quarters. 29-19 Fairlawn on scores.broadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And welcome back to Pickwa's Garbery Gym. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Game three of the night. The Fairlawn Jets lead Triad 29-19 after two quarters of play. Earlier tonight, Layman Catholic defeated Covington 54-44. In game two, Jackson Center trounced Mississinewa 47-21. And in the third game, the Jets, thanks to an 18-point second quarter, have bolted on top 29-19 at the half over Triad. We'd like to send out kudos to Carl Arns at Brookins, the new owner-manager at Brookins Restaurant in Fort Loramie. Joyce and Dale Barhorst with 12 outstanding years of very fine service at Brookins. It's that same great menu, same great food. Now Carl Arns gets his turn. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, the place to reserve for family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, anniversaries, and more. And the banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fairlawn Jets 29 and the Triad Cardinals 19. Fairlawn led by 3, 11-8 after 1. And the full court press doomed Triad, especially there in the second quarter, Chuck, as Fairlawn threw over the top and got some real good looks.
Well, they knew how to attack it. I mean, Hickman at 6'4 is playing the point. He can see over top of it. He's finding people down the floor, and it doesn't hurt any that Skylar Piper is standing out there drilling. He's 3-for-4 shooting threes in the first half.
Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney.
Well, Triad is 6-for-21 from the floor. That's 28%. LeVan is 2-of-7, 1-of-3 shooting threes. He is 6-for-6 from the free throw line. Fairlawn, 12-of-24, 3-of-7 shooting threes, only 2-of-6 from the free throw line. They could have a little bigger lead here. But rebounding, 17-12, Fairlawn rebounding 6-4 on the offensive. Each team's only turned the ball over 3 times. That was a terrific half. In the paint, 12-6 advantage to Fairlawn. Second chance points, 10-3. So that's where the difference in the 10-point difference in the game is. For Fairlawn, they were led by Skylar Piper. He had 11 all in the second quarter. Then they had 7 from Brodigan. They had 5 from Ashton Piper, 4 from Hickman, and 2 from DJ Graves. They scored 11 and 18, 29 for the first half. On the other side, they were led by LeVan with 11. He does a 2 of 3 and 6 free throws. Then it drops down to Atchison with 4. That's hard to say. Greavy with 2 and O'Neill with 2. They scored 8 and 11. They trail it 29-19 at the half.
Chuck, I guarantee you the Triad really turns up the heat defensively in the last two quarters of play. It would behoove Fairlawn to make sure the Jets take care of the ball. And you don't dare foul LeVan when he's shooting or when Triad's in the one-on-one, because he's deadly at the strike.
Well, he is, but I mean, you still got to play him tough. You got to play him tight. But it was a good first half. They have to play a second half now and play as hard as they did. I think that Triad's going to have to get out of there. They might do some half court. They might do some trapping.
Yeah.
But I think that full court press, we might have seen the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Fairlawn 29, Triad 19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later. player. And Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the upper Miami Valley. Fairlawn leads Triad by 10 at the break, trying to reverse a regular season loss at the hands of Triad. Cardinals beat the Jets in December in game number 3 of the year for the Jets, 57-42. So far tonight, a 25-point swing from that earlier contest in the 2017-18 season. Time now for our LaCal Equipment student-athlete spotlight segment underwritten by LaCal, which promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since our start 12 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight we take a look at our seniors. They are being recognized by LaCal Equipment. And for the Fairlawn Jets, D.J. Graves, a 12th grader, Tyler Kelch, a 6'4 substitute forward. Stephen Blanford is a senior, as are Luke Hickman and Drew Brodigham. Those five young men for Fairlawn being recognized here tonight by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Yep, here we go, the final two quarters. The winner takes on Jackson Center on Tuesday night at 7:30 in the second game of a doubleheader in the first contest Tuesday night. It's Rushi, which took a first-round bye against Lehman Catholic, victorious tonight over Covington, 54-44. Luke Hickman's got the ball for Fairlawn. We open up play in the third. 29-19, Jets in front. Blanford's got the ball deep in the right corner. Out high to Hickman. Hickman bowls his way into the lane. Feeds it to Piper, left baseline. Ashton missed the 15-footer. Rebound pops up in the air, out of bounds. Off Fairlawn, Triad ball.
And we were right on the button. They came out here, they came in, and they're trapping in a half-court situation. They're running at everything, and Fairlawn's got to be calm and take good shots against this.
Very well said, yep. Triad down 10. Led the entire regular season meeting against Fairlawn from start to finish. Deep in the right corner, Harlan to Greedy. Gives it up outside the arc to the point guard. Here's a dribble drive into the lane by Bales. Between the rings to Harlan, deep right corner, Greedy. Into the paint, handoff to O'Neal. Here's Greedy at the elbow in the left. Behind the arc, Bales, shot fake, drives. Sends it out back to Greavy. Long, high-arching three. Barely caught iron. Rebound left corner. Blanford finds it for Fairlawn.
Good rebound by him. He fought for that one.
And he used his body beautifully and screened off the Triad player. A minute 15 gone here in the third quarter. One possession each way. No points. 10-point lead Fairlawn. Hickman's got the ball in the arc. Gives it up straight away to Ashton Piper. To Blanford. Here's Schuyler. Here's Brodigham. Oh, they post up down inside Ashton Piper. Look at him go to work.
two-pointer, 31-19. Boy, Ashton Piper has got skill.
That was a senior playing defense against him, and he schooled him.
He did. He did. He taught him a lesson. 6-10 to go, third quarter. Biggest lead for Fairlawn, 12. Here's Harlan, baseline right, nearly walked. Checked by Brodigan. That'll Levan, off balance in the lane. The twirling move. Shot wouldn't go, but a foul. And he's at the stripe. Levan right back there for two. He made six in a row in the second quarter. His form is pure.
I'll tell you what I like to see. It's the same every time. And once he shoots it, he doesn't go anywhere.
LeVan shoots it up and in. 31 to 20. Seven made free throws for LeVan. That one did graze the rim. That one grazed the rim. It went in also. 31-21. Fairlawn to 10. Mark it down. That was Fairlawn's biggest lead, 31-19, with six to go in the third. Here's Hickman, 30 feet away. Gives it up right wing to Skyler Piper. To Brodigan, foul line. Fairlawn is bringing the focus back out to the floor it had in the first half. Deflected pass by the Cardinals. He goes out of bounds below the rim. Boy, this is where the rubber meets the road right now. Triad has really picked up the intensity at the defensive end. And Fairlawn could not let down. Into the post, it's Brodigan.
Wow, he's being bodied. Hammered.
Oh, he might have been fouled. Pounded on the arm. No whistle. Rebound taken down by Fairlawn. A lot of contact traveling against the Jets. Wow. It looked like Fairlawn got handcuffed a couple times.
Two fouls on that. No calls.
5:28 to go. Third quarter. 31-21. Jets lead it. Here's LeVan, 30 feet away. Boy, he's trying to get space, can't do it. Hickman comes out to hedge. Here's LeVan down the lane. A teardrop, no good. Off to the right. Boy, super defense by the Jets on the 25-point score, Hadley LeVan.
Blanford doing a great job on him.
Wow. Top of the circle, Ashton Piper gives it up to Blanford. Now Hickman, 4:50 to go, third quarter. Brodigan, deep left corner, Blanford for Fairlawn. Let's see if they try to post up one of the Pipers again. Here's a long opposite court throw. That was a 35-foot heave from one sideline to the other up into the stands. Turnover Jets.
It was over the coach's head. He couldn't catch it.
And that's the kind of miscue that Fairlawn has to avoid from here on out. 31-21. Jets up 10. 4:40 to go, third quarter. LeVan midcourt. Handoff on the play to teammate Harlan. Harlan off balance, rims the 10-footer, but he's hacked on the arm. Two free throws, Harlan for Triad. I think the Cardinals have gotten the message from head coach Malone. Take it to the basket. Do whatever you got to do to get to the foul line.
Right.
We're not running our offense very well, getting the shots we want for Hadley. So let's find a way to slash to the rim. Free throw by Harlan, no good, too hard. That one is in. 31-22. Fairlawn up 9. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Here's Hickman up the floor, double team, goes behind the back. Good play. Gave it up to Ashton Piper. Ashton finds relief in the form of Graves. High pick from Hickman. Right side Blanford. And his right arm is grappled on the play by LeVan. Common foul. Two on him. Blanford will throw in baseline, or I should say sideline, right in front of the Jets bench. The winner gets Jackson Center at 7:30 on Tuesday.
Fairlawn has outgoaled them 13-6.
That's amazing.
But the only reason it's even the 9-point game is the free throws.
Yep, foul shots. Fairlawn hasn't shot him very well, and Triad's been on fire. Here's Blanford, Graves, 30 feet out. Foul line extended right. Ashton Piper fades and misses the three. Rebound comes down to LeVan for Triad, which wants to make a move right here. Here's LeVan on the dribble, 30 feet out. Fairlawn's done a very good job shutting off the middle of the floor so LeVan can't drive the crease. Here's a blocking foul against Fairlawn. It was Harlan trying to bully his way down the left side of the lane. Getting in front was Ashton Piper, who picked up foul number two. It's Common, third on the Jets. And at this rate, Triad's going to keep driving, causing fouls. Cardinals shoot free throws extremely well. They hope to be in the 1-1 by the start of the fourth quarter. There's a wet spot outside the lane to the left of the basket being mopped up at the moment.
Well, the Tigers coaching staff up there, and I promise you that Scott Elkert is sitting there formulating a defensive plan as he watches this game, and there's nobody better than him to do that.
So many thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. On the inbounds play, a drive, a shot no good. Too long by LeVan, who tried to track down his own rebound. Graves got to it first, and the Jets get a timeout. 3:24 to go in the third. Fairlawn up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It has been a low-scoring third quarter. Halftime count was 29-19. So is that right, Chuck?
3-2.
Yeah, 5 points between the two clubs in 5.5 minutes, or I should say 4.5 minutes, here in the third quarter. On the inbounds play, here's a good drive down the lane by Ashton Piper. It is rolling off, no good. Rebound, stick back, no. And here comes Triad. LeVan on the loose. He bolts his way down the floor, and he's picked off on the play by a Jet player who nudged him. It goes against Skyler Piper. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Team foul 4.
Well, Ashton Piper had 2 really good looks that time. Just couldn't get it to drop.
Sure did. Team foul 4 on the Jets. Triad inbounding. LeVan, left corner, Bales. Bales circles back out on top. 31-22 Fairlawn. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's LeVan working on a weave. Oh, a near left. That is a walk. Very good call by the referee. We spotted it right in front of us. Right in front of us, I should say. It went against Harlan.
It was a good thought because he faked right and went left, but he moved his feet twice.
And after a couple dribbles, getting the ball back down on the floor, the referee had realized what he had seen. And before the first bounce was ever made, at least a couple steps were taken. But then a palming violation. High dribble, Hickman at midcourt. And a turnover each way. Cardinals get it back. 2:54 to go, third quarter. 31-22 Fairlawn. 25 feet away, Bales. Hands off on the play to LeVan. LeVan gives it up to Harlan. Now Bales coming out to catch O'Neal. Right side, LeVan spots up, shoots the three, way short. Rebound down to Hickman. Fairlawn owning the defensive glass right there. 2:20 left to go, third quarter. Another big miss by LeVan, who cannot get free. Fairlawn's defense has been superb. Here's Graves, 30 feet out. Graves looks for Ashton Piper. Ashton to Blandford. Ashton again. On top is Graves. Ball bounced to Lane. Gruy is in now. Gruy, a 5'9 junior. Blandford faked the shot. Posting up Hickman in the lane. Turnaround 7-footer. Short. Tough break. Had a good look. Not enough oomph on it. Rebound down to Triad. Holding down the floor. LeVan. A herky-jerky move. Layup is good. Hadley Levan on a runaway there. Couldn't be slowed down. Triad within seven.
They set up to take the charge, and he ran right around them.
Here comes Blanford to Hickman. Hickman in the lane. Ashton, good handoff. Layup by Gruey is no good. He got his rebound. Fed it to a teammate. Fourth shot by Ashton Piper. Foul against Triad. In the act of shooting, I think. Yeah, Luke Hickman, two possessions ago, had a fine shot right in front for Fairlawn. Couldn't get it to fall. Lane Gruey in off the bench, had one there. Couldn't get it to go in. But then on the rebound, stick back.
He stayed with it. I mean, there's no way he should have missed that shot, but he did at least go back and get it, and he got the ball to Piper.
Ashton was hammered as he tried to stick it in. Drew the two-shot foul and sinks free throw number one. 32-24. Fairlawn up eight. Second free throw, Ashton, short. Rebound down to Triad. That Fairlawn's got to do better than one of two at the stripe. Eight-point lead, Jets. Here's Levan, top of the circle. Slides down the right side of the lane. Offensive foul. That's number three. Excellent defense by Fairlawn. Head coach Jason Malone of Triad, he's defending the call. Levan simply out of control. Yeah. Credit the Jets' defense. 1:18 to go, third quarter. Big series right there. Here is Graves behind the back on the dribble. Levan has sat down. He won't be there for long. Maybe the duration of the third, a minute to go. 8-point lead, Jets. Popping out to catch is Ashton. That Elaine Gruey. Left side pass to Blanford. 56 to go. Now Gruey, now Graves. Coming out to catch Ashton. Puts it on the deck. Still dribbles to Gruey. Finds Ashton baseline left. Might have gotten fouled. Spins and scores. Oh, what a play. Ashton Piper. He's a freshman. He's a man. In there among the trees of Triad. Intercepted pass by Fairlawn.
The Pipers are taking turns owning a quarter.
Boy, what a great inside move by Ashton Piper seconds ago. And then a steal by the Jets, who lead it by 10. 20 seconds to go in the third. Boy, a bucket here would really put the capper on the third quarter. Hickman's got the ball midcourt. Stolen by Harlan. A run out, a foul by Hickman. No basket. Two free throws for Harlan with 9.9 to go third quarter.
And Hickman hurt himself.
Hickman went down to the hardwood. Well, he spanked the floor with a clout. 9.9 left here in the third quarter of play. Both teams will go to the benches. 34-24 in favor of Fairlawn. Two free throws upcoming here for the Triad Cardinals. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Hey, Luke Hickman did trot off under his own power. And right now the officials are mopping up a damp spot. Bottom of the foul lane to the right of the basket at the Triad offensive end. Two free throws for the Cardinals. Just under 10 to play in the third quarter. 34-24 in favor of Fairlawn. Harlan with two shots. The first is good. Well, Triad is uncanny at the free throw line.
That was a big swing. They got themselves in trouble at midcourt. And then it was a good foul because it was going to be a layup. But the way they're shooting free throws, it doesn't make much difference. They had to put Brodigan back in the game. He's got three fouls. He has to be careful.
Harlan shoots it up and in. 34-26. Both shots connected. And here's Fairlawn in backcourt. Ashton Piper throws to Graves. It's off his fingertips, out of bounds. 8.5 to go. Well, big sequence right here.
This is where Hickman's been handling the basketball against his press, and now he's out.
Yeah, Hickman has dribbled the ball fairly nicely, and because of his size and bulk, Triad has a difficult time taking the ball from him when he does bring it down the court. 7 to play. Here is Harlan on the arc. Fakes right, goes left. Spin move in the lane. Off balance, 10-footer. Swish! And that'll do it. Big bucket. Harlan hits 2 free throws and a field goal. And Triad within 6 at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Triad within 6 as we start the fourth quarter of play. The Cardinals close the third period on a 9-3 run after Farallon had gone ahead 31-19. Here's a defensive foul against the Jets, Ashton Piper, to start the final 8 minutes. And from here on, Triad's in the bonus.
I don't know if they can win the game if Hickman can't come back.
Exactly. 34-28, 6-point lead. Here's a pass by Triad into the post. It's broken up. Nice deflection by Ashton Piper, and the ball bounds to DJ Graves. Graves on the dribble right side to Blanford. Where's the scoring going to come from here for Farallon?
Hickman has checked back. He's getting ready to check back in. So.
Yep. Hickman's at the scorer's table. Here's a shot fake behind the arc by Skyler Piper to Ashton. To Blanford, right wing Graves. They post up Rodigan. He gets it. He's double teamed. Ducks under. He hits the deck. He is belted to the ground. Foul, I think, in the act of shooting. Yeah. 2 free ones here for Rodigan.
I think they called the third one.
Well, Jets have got to make foul shots. You don't win tournament games in the fourth quarter by missing free throws. And Rodigan nails it.
Well, they're 4 of 9, but they are 1 of 1 in the fourth quarter.
Yep. 7-point game, 35-28. Second of 2 free throws here for Drew. The way Triad has been driving in the second half, you know a lot of free throws will be shot here in the fourth. Rodigan's got them both. Couple nice foul shots for Drew. 36-28. 8-point lead for Farallon. Midcourt Bales for Triad, 30 feet away on the right. Bales gives it up in the right corner to O'Neal. He lobs inside, deflected, stolen on the play by Ashton Piper. Empty possession, Triad. Here's Ashton, dribble drive, right side of the lane, to the rim, short. Rodigan rebound, blocked, but a foul. 2 more free throws. Farallon has been tenacious enough at the defensive end, Chuck, to get deflections, some steals, some takeaways. Well, Rodigan's at the stripe. He can stretch it back out to 10. 6:36 to go, fourth quarter. Rodigan's got it. 3 in a row for Drew. Fourth quarter free throws win you tournament games. Second shot, Drew Rodigan, who's canned 3 in succession. Make it 4. 38-28. Farallon back on top at 10. 6.5 to go in the game. Here's Harlan, top of the circle for Triad. Fakes right, goes left. Now to Bales, 25 feet away. They're looking for LeVan. He's got it on the weave. Harlan sets a screen. LeVan pulls up, line drive, three-pointer, hits it. 38-31, good screen, head of the key for LeVan. They popped it home. Here's Hickman down the floor to Blandford for Fairlawn, which is up to 7. 6 minutes to go. 16 fouls on Fairlawn. 5 on Triad. Hickman dribbling between the legs. Goes to Blandford, 30 feet out. Blandford on the bounce. Now to Hickman between the circles. Now back to Blandford. Here's Ashton Piper. Coming out to catch is Skyler. Hickman left corner. Hickman picked up there by Harlan. Now Blandford. Right side of the floor, Skyler. They want to go high-low with Brodigan. Not available. Hickman pops out. Guns the three. Off to the right. No good. Rebound right corner. Deflected. Off Triad.
That was a good look. They had good ball movement. They ran about 30 seconds off the clock, and they got a good look for three for Hickman.
Uh-huh. 5 minutes, 29 seconds to go here in the fourth. Hickman will inbound. That's perhaps the best Fairlawn five on the floor right now. Inside to Brodigan. Shot fake. Spin move. And he is drilled in the back. He'll get two more. That's the right man to shoot. Brodigan's been on fire. 4 in a row at the free throw line here in the fourth. And the Jets are going to him one time after another. Drew Brodigan. Swish! He's got 5 straight. 39-31 in favor of the Jets, who are catching fire at the foul line in the last period. Second one by Drew. Looks good. It is 40-31. Jets by 9. 6 consecutive free throws popped home by Drew Brodigan. 5:17 to go, fourth quarter. LeVan on the arc for Triad. Shot fake. Gives it up to Simonelli. He's 30 feet out. Simonelli back to LeVan. LeVan leans in, off balance. Tried to draw the foul. The official wasn't baited. Shot missed badly. Fairlawn got the board. Boy, the defense by Fairlawn on the 25-point score, LeVan, has been brilliant.
I'm glad they didn't. He tried to draw 3-shot free throws there, and I'm glad they didn't call that.
That was an excellent no call. Here's a left corner jump shot. Fairlawn missed by Ashton Piper. Long rebound on the deck. Rodigan's got it. Wow. Timeout, Fairlawn. What a possession.
What a hustle play.
Heck of a play. A lot of scrap for the Jets to come up with the offensive board and then the timeout. 4:40 to go. Jets up 9 on scores.gas.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy person-to-person payments with Zelle. Person-to-person. Like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game. Or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Chuck, I tell you what, we saw Lehman Catholic play perhaps its best game of the year. Excuse me, Jackson Center played perhaps its best game of the year. Fairlawn is trying to put its best game of the year together and put on the finishing touches against Triad. 4:27 to go. 40-31. Jets up 9 after the timeout. Dribbling down to her right. Here's a high bounce on the play by Skyler Piper. No palming. Now to Ashton. Dribble drive into the lane. Off balance 10-footer. Missed it. Offensive foul. Player control, it's not shooting, but that's 4 on Ashton Piper. And Ashton may take a breather. Yep. Boy, Fairlawn could have notched 2 points in that possession and gone up 11. Triad would have had a real uphill struggle. And away from the dribble by Harlan, holding committed by DJ Graves. He nearly tackled LeVan, trying to keep him from cutting toward the ball. And LeVan shoots the 1-on-1.
I don't know why they switch up defensively. Harlan was doing such a nice job on him. I mean, Blandford, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Blandford and Graves have guarded LeVan, who is in and out on the free throw. No good. He blew it. Do we have a tie-up or a foul on the rebound attempt?
A foul.
Yes.
over the shoulder triad. Well, LeVan finally missed a free throw, barely. It curled around the rim twice and came out. And now Fairlawn gets the 1-1 at the other end in the person of Drew Brodigam. He's nailed six in a row. 9-point lead, Jets, 4:05 to go in the fourth. 1-1 for Drew. He hits it. Well, what a swing of events right there. 1-1 missed by Triad's best player. And Drew Brodigam now on the verge of eight straight. He eyes the basket. Got it once more. Woo! 42-31. 11-point lead for the Jets. Fairlawn showing a lot of resilience in this game. Wow.
I know. He's 9 of 10 from the free throw line. The kid is having a game.
Boy, Drew Brodigam is putting on a clinic. His free throw shooting has been spectacular. Here's LeVan in the right corner for Triad. Tripped on the play by Blandford of the Fairlawn Jets. And you can bet that LeVan will not misfire on this 1-1. And the seconds are creeping along here in the fourth quarter. Free throw by LeVan is up and good. 42-32, Fairlawn by 10. And because of so many stoppages of action, number of fouls here in the second half and fourth quarter. This game moving along slowly toward the finish. Both foul shots by LeVan on target. 9-point lead, Jets, 3:53 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Under 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Fairlawn Jets have played a heck of a game here tonight against the Triad Cardinals, who beat him by 15 back in December. Hickman on the floor now for the Jets. He's in backcourt double team. Gets it up to Blandford. Blandford bounce pass to Skylar Piper. He veers off into the right corner as the Jets beat the 10-second backcourt time clock. And Triad's pressure as well. Hickman outside the arc on the right, 3.5 to go. On a weave to Blandford. Left side, DJ Graves. Into the post, Hickman. He's doubled, tripled, stumbled. Did he walk or was he fouled? Oh, boy. Fairlawn might have caught a break. It could have been a walk on Hickman. Triad bench wanted that. Instead, Hickman tiptoes to the free throw line with the 1-1. Foul 8 on Triad. Hickman got the roll. 8 fouls in Triad, 9 on Fairlawn. Triad's in the double bonus. After the next one, Fairlawn will be 2. Hickman hits a pair. Boy, Fairlawn, which shot free throws poorly at the start, is scorching the Nets now.
They were 3 of 8 coming into the fourth
quarter. LeVan to Harlan, 11-point game, 3:13 to go. Spin move, Harlan in the paint. He nails the short jumper. Good action by Harlan.
Having a nice second half.
9-point lead, Fairlawn. Down the floor to Graves. Graves is doubled in a little bit of hot water. And the Jets get a timeout with 3:02 to go. Fairlawn up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Okay, what's the best way to eat the basket meals at Frisch's Big Boy? With your hands? A fork? Chopsticks? Oh, who cares? It's basket time, and we're throwing the rules out the window. Within reason, of course. Try spicy buffalo bites or popcorn shrimp, both with crinkle-cut fries. Or Frisch's fish and chips with tartar sauce. Mmm, all served with a drink for just $6.99 each. Yeah, bring on the baskets. Limited time, only at participating Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
And don't forget, at the Troy Frisch's, the final Monday of February, kids eat free from 5 to 8 p.m. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Triad Cardinals trail the Fairlawn Jets, 44-35. Backcourt pressure by Triad. Fairlawn gets it up and over the timeline. It's Graves, 35 feet away. He's being hounded. Goes baseline, in traffic. Hands off to Skylar Piper. He's belted in the head. Down he goes. No foul. Loose ball. Picked up by Triad. Here comes LeVan, holding down the lane. Stripped on the play by the Jets. But a hacking foul against Fairlawn with 2:38 to go in the fourth.
I don't know how you get in the face like that at the other end and not get a foul call.
And my, oh my, did Skylar Piper ever get clobbered. He got a hand across the jaw. In fact, he's in some pain now. He's got to come out. His tongue or lip might have gotten nicked. And he's on the bench as LeVan sinks the first of two free throws. The second one is way short. Rebound down to Hickman. Fairlawn still up eight. Ball lobbed down the floor, all the way to the rack. Ashton Piper, good! They beat the press. They beat the press. 10-point lead, Fairlawn. 2:25 to go. LeVan spots up, shoots the three. Hits it! 46-39. Fairlawn with seven. 2:10 to go in the game. Here's Graves in backcourt. Dribbles up the right side. Goes on the play to Ashton Piper. Back to Graves. 2 minutes remaining. Here's Blanford. Into the post to Ashton. Deflected. Stolen by Triad. Down the floor, LeVan. To the rack. A foul against Blanford. LeVan to shoot two. With Fairlawn up seven. 46-39. The pressure D by Triad got to Fairlawn on that journey down the floor by the Jets, who coughed it up. LeVan makes the foul shot.
He has his average now, 25.
Is he up to 25?
25.
Wow.
Very quiet 25.
I would agree. It's been a subtle 25 points. And that one hits the rim, no good. He made one, missed one. He's missed three free throws, believe it or not. Here's Fairlawn down the floor. Long pass to Brodigan. A home run ball. Brodigan caught it and laid it in. They put over top the pressure again. Another three by LeVan. 30-footer. Air ball. It comes down to Graves. Foul against Triad. And Graves will get the one and one. 48-40 Jets. 48-40 Jets. A minute 37 to go. Not sure if it's 19 fouls in Triad.
Well,
or
I thought
10.
It was 10. But...
Timeout called by the Cardinals. Timeout called by the Cardinals. An air ball. Missed three by LeVan. A big, long forward pass down the floor to Brodigan for a deuce. And Triad is down eight. Jets on the verge of an upset. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
But, Chuck, this is not only Fairlawn's best game of the year. It might be a senior Drew Brodigan's best game of his career at Fairlawn, perhaps.
Well, he's already got the asterisk. I don't know who else I could possibly think about giving it to.
Drew Brodigan has been brilliant. Splendid game by him. 1-1, D.J. Graves. 19 foul and Triad. This first shot's enormous. 48-40, Fairlawn, a minute 37 to go. Graves eyes the basket. Shot's on the way. It is no good. He knew it was too hard. He crossed the line early. It wouldn't have counted, and it somehow bounced in.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me. If you think you're going to miss it, stay back there anyway.
Here comes LeVan over the timeline. Gives it up to Harlan.
Harlan spots up, wants to shoot the three. Gives it on the play to Levan. Good hedge by Brodigan, who gets back to Harlan, who fires the three. It's no good. It hit the back brace, and Triad covers up Brodigan and fouls the hot shooter. A minute 22 to go. 48-40, Fairlawn Jets lead. Triad has had opportunities, Chuck, to get it close enough in order for the Jets to start to feel some real pressure. But the Jets are able to get a defensive stop and go right back to the line. Rodigam shoots it and hits it.
Wow.
49-40. And Fairlawn's defense has been outstanding. It's been terrific. And Fairlawn's focus, running motion on offense, has led to so many good shots. Brodigan hands both free throws. Here's Levan, out of control for Triad. Down the floor, missed it, no good. Rebound, Simonelli, no good. Brodigan's got it, and he is tripped. I thought he was spilled. Or is there an offensive foul call?
I think that's what he called, and that could be the worst call of the night.
Woo! I don't believe it.
Wow.
Drew Brodigan got the rebound on a bad miss by Triad. I guess he cleared out with an elbow as he was being plowed.
Knocked to the ground by two defenders.
Oh, yeah, he was plowed over. Simply plowed over. Call, though, goes against Fairlawn.
Worst call of the night. I'm going to mark that down. The referee gets the Clancy's, but he has to give the food back.
71 seconds to go. 50-40 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's Harlan. Whipping his way, herky-jerky move, two-shot foul. Harlan got the ball in the arc, and then he did a little dipsy-doo in the paint. 105 to go. Boy, these last 8 minutes of the game for Fairlawn just going by at a slow pace. Free throw by Harlan is off the back iron. No good. Well, Triad is obliged here in the fourth quarter, missing some foul shots. Harlan again. Good. 50-41. Jets still in control by 9. A minute to go. Up the floor. It goes on the play to Skylar Piper. Skylar on the handoff to Ashton. He's corralled and fouled. Double bonus for the Jets. But Chuck, we're going to wind up in this game with, what, about 40-some free throws?
We're shooting a lot of them here.
How many's Brodigan shot alone?
He's 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter.
Here's the free throw by Fairlawn. Ashton Piper, swish. 51-41. Jets in command by 10.
15 free throws by Fairlawn here in the fourth quarter. This will be 16.
Boy, the sustenance of the Fairlawn Jets tonight has been so fun to watch. They have not backed down, have not given in. Both free throws good. Long three-pointer by Levan. Missed. Blanford on the steal. Blanford breaking down the floor. Layup is good! Woo! A steal by Blanford. A layup by Blanford. That puts the capper on it. 13-point game. Here's a drive to Levan. Baseline left. He shoots up a teardrop. Gets it to go. And Triad gets a timeout. 32 seconds remaining, 54-43 Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
The Fairlawn Jets were beaten by Triad by 15 in the regular season, and they now lead by 13. A long pass over the head of the Triad pressure defense results in a layup for Ashton Piper. A long three by Triad, no good. Rebound, no good. Rebound loose in the left corner. It's picked up by Levan. He hits a 10-footer with 12 seconds to go. Fairlawn 56, Triad 45. Here's another long pass. Ashton Piper catches. Layup. Got it! Got it! 3-2-1. That's it. That's it. It's all over. The Fairlawn Jets pull off an upset and whip the Triad Cardinals 58-45. 58-45. 13-point win by Triad, or I should say by Fairlawn over Triad here tonight. Splendid game turned in by the Jets. 13-point win, and the opponent for Fairlawn on Tuesday at 7:30 is Jackson Center. We've got two good games coming up for you on Tuesday. Lehman against Rushi at 6, and Fairlawn against Jackson Center at 7:30. The Triad Cardinals, Chuck, got it to 6 very briefly at one point in the second half and could get no closer. The resilience shown by Fairlawn tonight was amazing. The Jets' best game of the year, perhaps the Jackson Center Tigers' best game of the year in game number 2 tonight, and for certain, Lehman Catholic's best game of the year in handling Covington by 10 in game 1. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment. We'll hand out our Clancy's Awards when we return. 58-45. Triad goes down to Fairlawn in the upset of the night on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Kudos to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. And Troy in Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And in Troy, on Monday, kids eat free from 5 to 8 at the Troy Frisch's on Monday. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thanks to Ken Francis at Francis Schulte, Doug Borchers at Superior, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Oh, what a game, Chuck. I don't think I've seen one high school team whip full court pressure defense, resulting in so many field goals. Like Fairlawn whipped Triad here tonight, big time.
Well, the press The first time they put it on, they sieved it, and that's what gave them their lead. Then they kind of had to go back to it when they were down.
Yeah.
But, no, Fairlawn handled it well. The fact that Hickman can come back into the basketball game, I think, was a big key, because I'm not sure they could have hung on. Not that he scored at the end of the game, but he handled the basketball against the press to get it down to where they could shoot the free throws and make the baskets.
LeVan got his average 25-plus for Triad, a quiet 25. Got a lot of them late, but he did not get very much help.
No, he had 29. Harlan had 8, and then they had 4, 2, and 2.
Wow. That was it? Pretty feeble.
Yep.
Yeah, and not much balance.
Nope, no balance.
And the Jets were awesome at the stripe. Drew Brodigham, a career performance.
They were 14 of 15 in the fourth quarter. 14 of 15. You said it comes down to making free throws to win tournament games. They were 3 of 8 going into the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And, hey, they fouled the wrong guy. Looking at the scoring for Fairlawn, they were led by Brodigan with 19. Ashton Piper had 18. Skylar Piper had 11. It's very balanced. And I had already given to Brodigan. Now he's getting half of it because I don't know how you take a freshman that scores 18 points and not give him half of it. So the Clancy's players of the game for Fairlawn, Drew Brodigan, 19 points and 10 for 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and Ashton Piper, 18 points, and he scored 13 of his 18 points in the second half.
You are spot on. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy. Fantastic food, though, at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym on this Friday evening, opening night of Pickwa Boys Division IV sectional tourney action. It was a super fine evening for three schools in Shelby County and or Sydney, in the Layman Catholic beat Covington 54-44. Jackson Center from the Shelby County League thumped Mississinewa 47-21, and the Fairlawn Jets, after losing to Triad by 15 in December, beat the Cardinals 58-45. Fairlawn's best game of the year, career game for Drew Brodigham. Jets and Jackson Center, second game Tuesday, should be a dynamite battle. And as well, that first one, Rushi Lehman, looking forward to that pair on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. It'll be exciting.
A lot of fun, Chuck. We're right back on the internet, scoresbroadcast.com. At 11:45 tomorrow morning, we've got an all-Shelby County upper bracket, lower bracket, sectional finals, girls division four from the Sydney High School gym. Rushi Botkins, game one, Fort Loramie-Houston, game two. First tip-off at 12, online at 11:45.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's kind of surprising that those are the four teams.
Yep.
I mean, not Rushi and Loramie, but maybe Botkins and definitely Houston. Mm-hmm. But, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, so you just never know. You got to play them. That's why in tournament time, there are a lot of twists and turns. Pressure has a way of helping spring surprises. And we're looking forward to that doubleheader tomorrow at Sydney. Then tomorrow night, right back here at 5:15, games at 5:30 and 7.
Yeah, kind of a strange. You would have thought maybe 6 and 7:30, but, hey, it gets me home early.
Yeah, that's the schedule for tomorrow. I'm not aware of a change. Let's check with Chip here. Chip, we still have games tomorrow night at 5:30 and 7, correct?
Yep,
Chip just confirmed. The outstanding athletics director here at Piqua, Chip Hare, confirming. Doubleheader tomorrow in the lower bracket. Boys, Piqua D4 sectional. No three games tomorrow night, just two. We've got four.
Four for the day.
Yeah, two in the afternoon, two at night tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua, where in the nightcap, Fairlawn knocked out Triad in game two. Jackson Center defeated Mississinewa Valley. And in our opener of the evening, Layman Catholic defeated Covington by 10. Good night, everyone, on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.